Good morning, everyone. Today is the 8th of December, 2017, and it's gotten cold in Pineville, Missouri. It's in the 20s now, and that's pretty cold for this area down here. This morning, we are looking at the aspect of joying in our salvation. I'm told the joy of the Lord is your strength. Sing, O ye heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. Behold, God is my salvation, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. Behold, God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. The Lord is my shield, my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of his salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. I have therefore whereof I may glory, through Jesus Christ, to those things which pertain to God. We joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Well, when we think about that, there is great comfort in joying in the Lord. There's something about we praise God, our spirits are lifted, and our eyes are raised upward to see the King in all his glory, in all his majesty, and the wondrous works that he's done for his people. You know, around this time of year, many messages will be given on the incarnation. And it was a beautiful thing. You know, away in a manger, no crib for the bed, our little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. You know, the stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. But you know, like we've said many times, Jesus is no longer a baby in a manger. Jesus now is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, seated on his royal throne. Scripture tells us that he has been raised. He has now put all things under his feet, and not things, all things are put under him. But he has accomplished the victory for us. The word says that God has given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. You know, there is also the aspect of looking at his majesty. His majesty, you know, there's given to us a picture of his throne, and the elders are about the throne, and the angels are singing, glory, glory, glory. Honor and strength and glory and majesty are given to him. But the most important thing for us as his people are to recognize what he's done for us in shedding his precious blood on the cruel cross of Calvary, on the cruel tree, to guarantee our eternal life. The righteousness of Jesus Christ imputed to us. We had nothing to bring to the table with all of our sins as filthy rags. But Christ became our sin bearer and took those sins upon himself. And that should give us the greatest joy that we could ever have, knowing our own unworthiness of him, but yet in his mercy and his love he has shown us grace. What a thought. And so the joy springs from knowing what he's done for us. Joy springs from knowing that he loved us with an everlasting love. We were chosen in him from the foundation of the world. That we were predestinated into the adoption of his sons and daughters. And that we have an Abba Father in heaven that we can cry out to. And we're told in Hebrews that we can come boldly under the throne of grace, whereby we can find help in time of need. So let us praise the Lord Jesus Christ for what he's done for us daily. Let us be grateful in our hearts for this great work that he's accomplished. And let us joy in the Lord, who is the strength of our life. May the good Lord be with you today. May your heart ever express this joy that passeth all understanding, and will keep our minds and our hearts in the love of Christ. God bless.